Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
One of New England's most uncommon species of the evergreen tree can still be found, but only if you know where to look. Reporter Patrick Scahill met up with a Connecticut forester in search of the elusive pitch pine.
It's a steep walk up a hill off Candlewood Road in Haddam. Beside me is Emery Gluck. He's a forester with the State Department of Energy and Environmental Protection. Gluck says for the last 30 years, he's passed this hill wondering if the trees perched on top were pitch pine.
And I thought there might be because they're scattered throughout the valley here. There was a couple of pitch pines that might have had their seed source from up here.
Today, pitch pine is one of Connecticut's hardest to find trees. When colonists arrived centuries ago, it was everywhere, but generations of logging and environmental changes pushed the tree back to just a few select spots in the state. Gluck says pitch pine and the shrubby plant scrub oak that it's often found with thrive in areas scorched by fire. But today,
we have a scarcity of fires from an ecological point of view now, and that's probably the main reason why pitch pine and scrub oak is one of our 13 imperiled ecosystems.
Which means the state is actively working to preserve the plant, partially through controlled burns. Where Gluck and I are today had a naturally occurring fire in 2016. And as we climb through a graveyard of burnt branches and toppled trunks, Gluck and I finally make our way to the hill's top. It's windy, and our view of the valley would be almost clear if not for a few pitch pines resolutely clinging to the outcropping's rocky ledge. We approach, and Gluck describes the pitch pine's bark.
It's quite flaky, almost like a red pine, but it curls out. The red pine's more flat. It curls out on both ends, and called an alligator-like bark.
These trees twist upward, curling like bonsais because of the scant soil. But healthy pines can get quite tall, with some in Connecticut reaching up to 80 feet.
When people think of pitch pine, they don't think of Connecticut. They think of Cape Cod and the New Jersey Pine Barrens.
But pitch pine's story is one of colonial America.
Connecticut, was, as well as the rest of New England, had a rich history in having pitch pine because it was very important to the early colonists for tar, pitch, and turpentine.
Tar and pitch from the tree were an important resource for the English Navy, and Gluck says way back when, there were even laws on the books in New Hampshire allowing taxes to be paid in tar instead of currency.
In a barrel of tar offset 20 shillings worth of taxes.
Today, the tree is much less common in New England. A lack of wildfires has been compounded by threats like the southern pine beetle, but vestiges of pitch pine's past remain in our names.
And that's why we have Tar Kiln Road in Voluntown and Tar Barrel Hill in North Stonington.
Or spots like Candlewood Mountain in New Milford, which Gluck says is covered with thousands of white pines, but today only has about two pitch pines left. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Patrick Scahill in Hartford.